The third book, The Book of the Scattering. Here continues the telling, and it is the last of the First Age. It opens upon a washed mountain, with eight souls and an empty world before them, and it closes with one old man upon a road. And you should know, before you begin it, that the ground it crosses in between is the ground we are sitting on while we write. Prologue, The Gate of God. The plane we are about to walk you out onto is the plane we are sitting on, and we had better say so at the door, before anything else, because it is in every line of this scroll, and you would hear it in our voices whether we owned it or not. It is flat past believing. It is a floor of brown river silt, laid down between two great rivers, and running out level to every horizon without one hill upon it, and there is no stone under it. Not a boulder, not a pebble, not a chip of flint, so that a man may walk this country a month and never turn his ankle on anything harder than a dried clod. The sky over it is enormous and has nothing to stand upon. We sit in the evenings beside a cut canal with the reeds hissing, and the water in it is not a river's water, but water that was told where to go. And the frogs start up at dusk, and the day's dust settles slowly out of the air, and the black land runs away flat behind us to the rim of the world. A soul standing in the middle of this country feels two things at once, and cannot put either of them down: how small he is, and how very far off the high places are. Men who live under mountains do not dream of building one. Shinar, our fathers, called this plain. We are the captives of Babel, and this is the one book of the Chronicle we have had to write with our own doorstep lying in the middle of it. There is a tower standing over us while we write, and it is not the tower of this scroll. And we say so here at the beginning, and will say it again where it matters, because a careless teller could make a great deal out of that, and the whole of it would be a lie. But the men of this country build what they have always built, out of the same mud, for the same reason. The king Nebuchadnezzar, who burnt the house of El Elyon and drove us down this road, has been rebuilding his tower for 43 years, and there is no end of it. The fired bricks go up that ramp by the 100,000 and by the million, and a name is pressed into the face of nearly every one of them, and the name is his. We have held that name in our own hands, wet, before it went to the kiln. His writing says that he gathered in the distant nations, the teeming people of the world, to raise its top to the heaven. And we are the teeming people, and that is not a figure, that is our backs. And underneath all of it, down in the country of the ruined ones, nothing new has needed inventing for a very long while, because what was sold on this mud the first time is selling yet. Three countries stand in this chronicle, and by now you have been in all three. The world above is Ramoth, the high places, where most high El Elyon reigns, and the Irin, who kept their standing, go up and come down about the throne of glory, in a light our eyes could not now endure. The world below is Abaddon, which is the ruin, where the fallen went down, and where they are, and where the madness is that they call freedom. And the middle world, the country a man is actually standing in, is the Marchlands, the ground between, which both kingdoms ride through and neither has finished taking. All three are in this scroll. The war did not pause for the drowning, and has not paused for the rebuilding, and the enemy was on this plain before ever a brick was baked upon it. What is coming is quickly told, and we are not going to chew it for you. Eight souls came down off a mountain onto a scoured earth, and the earth filled up again, and the nations came out of one man's three sons, the way water spreads over a wide floor and finds every low place. And then the whole filled world came back into one place and made one thing together with one voice, and it was broken, and the pieces of it went out to the ends of the earth and became the peoples whose tongues you hear in the street. And then, out of all that going out, in a far city under a moon tower, one old man was spoken to by name. That is the shape of it. The enemy is in every hour of it with both hands, and you are to watch him at it, and not merely be told about him afterward. And one word before the door, because the whole book turns upon it, and we would far rather you found it yourself than had it handed to you at the end. You were handed a phrase in the book of the deep and told to hold it in your hand and turn it over. The men of the name, keep hold of it and carry it into this scroll and do not put it down. For the builders on this plain are going to stand in the mud and say, let us make us a name. And the line, the promise, is coming down out of the ark and along the generations toward that old man in the far city is the line of a son called Name. Hold the three of them together in your hand a moment, and remember, while you hold them, that there was one in the high places who had a name worth the having, which was Light Bearer, but he lost it and has never got another of any renown or beauty and cannot make one. And then you will know who it is that stands at the back of a brickyard, the ruin, the enemy, the Lord of the Flies. Now the seam, and we mark it here at the door, because this is a book in which men will tell you a great many things. The record is the record. Where it speaks, we hand it on and do not improve it. Where our fathers handed down a word that is not in the record, we shall say so in the sentence itself, and you may keep it or leave it, and nothing in this scroll leans upon it. And where we do not know a thing, we shall tell you that we do not know it, which happens oftener here than in any book we have written. And that is not modesty, and it costs us something. But it is the whole difference between us and the ruined ones. They have never once been troubled by a silence. They always have an answer ready, and they will explain to a man exactly what his own darkness means. And they will be gentle about it, and they will be lying. The men who own us call this city the Gate of God. They say the name means that, and they cut it into the brick, and they walk under it in the morning. And the first city in this scroll carried that same name on this same plain, and we have never believed the name was theirs to give. A great deal in this country has changed its name, and nothing at all has changed its face. The gods here wear new titles and old eyes, and behind every one of them stands one of the ruined ones out of Abaddon, drinking what belongs to Most High El Elyon alone. So do not think us cold if we tell this scroll with a colder eye than the others. We are setting down the founding of the house of our own bondage. Go out then from the mountain and watch the world fill up again.